You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week commentator Gary Borders takes delight in the season of blooms and the flowers that grace the Texas landscape.
We have long passed the peak of azalea season in our neighborhood, which was ablaze in riotous blooms and covered in pollen. The pollen laid a yellow-green carpet on cars, driveways, and houses. Past experience has taught me to temper my obsessive-compulsive instinct to haul out the pressure washer and wash the pollen away, only to discover a fresh coat by the next morning. This time, I'll wait until I'm certain the trees are finished leafing out, no longer dropping pine peanuts, oak clusters, sweet gum balls, and yellow powder before I begin an amphibious assault. The pollen is a small price to pay for the beauty of a Texas spring. Walking in our neighborhood these past several weeks has been like meandering through the midst of a giant garden. Most of the homes here were built in the 1980s and 90s, so the landscaping has matured, some azalea shrubs 15 feet high. I feel blessed every morning to be able to walk here. I drove to Austin recently to deliver copies of my latest book, Yours Faithfully, J.A., The Life and Writings of H.B. Fox, the Circleville Philosopher, to book people, the venerable Austin bookstore that is a must-stop on any trip to Austin. Yellow wildflowers dominated the pastures along the route as I got on Highway 31 west of Tyler. The pastures are green, and the cows appear content. Bluebonnets began appearing along the highway, just past Hubbard, small patches along the shoulder and in the median. They increased in number the closer I got to Waco, and once I turned south on I-35, the shoulders and medians were carpeted in our state flower. As usual, folks were parked along the access roads, taking photos of each other amidst the bluebonnets. According to the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center in Austin, the bluebonnet season this year will be, quote, perfectly average. I'll take perfectly average any day. As always while in Austin, I walked the Lady Bird Lake Trail early Saturday morning, feet crunching on gravel, a welcomed, familiar sound. A steady breeze blew off the lake, rustling the trees. Rowing crews glided down the lake the direction of a fellow standing in the bow with a megaphone. Dogs were everywhere, especially in the leash-free zone near the statue of Stevie Ray Vaughan. They chased after frisbees hurled by their owners. This trail is one of my favorite places. I hope to keep walking here for many years to come. It's highly doubtful I'll live in Austin again. The city has gotten too big, the traffic ridiculous. But I love to visit and soak up its energy several times a year. I delivered a box of books to Circleville after leaving Austin. The hamlet consists of a couple stores and a sign marking its existence. H.B. Fox used to joke that Circleville was a state of mind. The humorist and subject of my biography created the imaginary Circleville Chamber of Commerce in the back of the famed Circleville store now operating as a roadhouse. Its owner quickly and kindly agreed to sell copies of the book. After leaving the Fox home place, on which his adult children still live, I stopped at an old cemetery I'd never noticed before on the side of the road. Usually the Johnson grass overwhelms the tombstones, but someone had mowed some of the grass, leaving the bluebonnets, lilies, and those yellow wildflowers whose names I don't know. I stopped and took some photos. The gravestones, perhaps a dozen, dated back to the 1870s. I'm savoring every moment of this unusually cool spring, knowing that a southern summer is just around the corner. I hope you are as well.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at garyborders.com.